Mavis Staples is our guest on the special Martin Luther King Day edition of the World Cafe. Our interview with the voice of the Staples singers is from 2004, 4 years after her father, Pop Staples, died. She had just released Have a Little Faith, following an album of songs made famous by Mahalia Jackson. I started out by asking Mavis about making the new album.
I got back to doing this record because this is actually what I've been doing all my life. You know, this is a part of the Staples Singers.
Right.
You know, and these are the type of songs that we sang down through the years. You know, gospel and
with a little bit of
folk.
Funk in there, right?
I was trying to think of gospel with a little bit of funk, of a lot of funk, and positive songs, informative songs, songs that can help, you know, people through their lives.
Well, you got plenty of those, and you even got one on here I love called Pop's Recipe, which is talks about how Pop's put to get life together, which is really great.
Yes, really. Yes. That's every bit of the way he did it.
Well, tell you what, why don't we let folks get an idea of what this new one sounds like, and then we can talk a bit about what you've been up to. What do you want to start with?
Let's start with Have a Little Faith. That's the title of the CD, and this is a song that we feel is very much needed today. You know, people are down and burdened down, and you know, and some people don't feel that they can make it through the next day, you know, but if you have faith and you believe, you can do it.
Trying times that we're living in. Oh, I have a little faith. have a little faith, I say, have a little faith. Have a little bit of faith.
Have a little faith, my friend.
A little bit of faith. Of a mustard seed, little bit of faith, y'all. I tell you, that's all we need. Everything is gonna be alright. Everything gonna be alright. A little bit of faith, a little faith, a little faith, my friend. A little faith.
And that's just the beginning, folks. Mavis Staples is singing live for us today, and that is the title track of the new album, Have a Little Faith. Mavis, I talked to so many people. Almost every singer I have coming in here to do the World Cafe talks about, I came up in the church. I'm having trouble sitting here listening. Was your voice ever a part of the choir?
You know what, David? That is one thing that I was not a part of, the choir. Everybody came out of the choir, all my friends. But you see, when I started, I was too tiny. I was too small. I was 8 years old, and the choir, my older sister, Cleotha, and my brother, Purvis, they were in the choir. See, we had a junior choir. And you had to be a teenager, to be in that choir. So when we started singing, I didn't get a chance to sing in the choir. And I've always regretted that, because that was always what I wanted to do. I did, I did a Cosby show, and we were in church, and so they had a choir singing behind me. And Cosby didn't want me to have a robe. And I said, no, man, I want a robe like everybody else. If I'm going to be in the choir, I'm going to be in the choir. So they had to get me a robe. That was my only time, David, to sing in a choir.
Did you spend a lot of time
all of these years.
That is so funny. I find that hard. Well, you spent a lot of time in church, though, right?
Oh, I was in church.
Right.
I was in church from a kid. Every Sunday, we'd go to Sunday school. And then 11 o'clock service, we came up in church.
Mm-hmm.
So and then when Pops started us singing, this is what he taught us, gospel songs. So it's just been my life, minus the choir.
Right. the other thing I was kind of curious about, because Pops moved to Chicago, but did you all ever go down to Mississippi? Did he have folks down there? Did you go visit?
Oh, man, yes. My sister Yvonne and I, it came a time when my mother and father just had too many children, and they couldn't keep us in shoes, so at a time, they would send Yvonne and myself down to Mound Bayou, Mississippi, with my grandmother. And we went to school there, and the summertime, we'd come back to Chicago during the summer. But we had some grand times, and I feel very fortunate that I had that experience, to go down to Mississippi, because that was when I saw the little church on a hill, the little wooden church on a hill,
right,
where there was no instruments, no organ, no piano, just a wooden floor, and the singing, the whole congregation would sing, and you would hear the patting of your feet and clapping hands, and man, you're talking about a good sound. So I and then my grandmother was really church. She had Yvonne and I going to church, maybe 3 times out of a week. We'd go to BYP on Wednesday nights, go to the meeting on Friday. We go Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday night. And we were walking. We were walking down a gravel road, about 3 miles every time. And on Sundays, we had to, I don't know where that started, but I guess it started down there. Yvonne and I would have to wait my grandmother would invite the pastor over for dinner. And we'd have to wait till the pastor finished eating. And sometimes he just didn't look like he was going to quit. You know, so I'd sneak in there and grab me a chicken wing, a piece of cornbread, and run back to the bedroom, you know. But those were the really, really good times we had in Mississippi.
That sounds fantastic. Well, you know, the way you described that music, when Pops and you all started singing together, it was just, he would play guitar and you all would sing, so it wasn't too far removed from that.
That's right. And he taught us to sing the way his brothers and sisters, our sound. You know, everyone's always said that we had such a unique sound. And that's Pops' family sound. You know, there were 14 of them. Wow. 7 girls and 7 boys. So they had a choir, you know. But
altos, basses, tenors, everybody. Right.
Yeah, everybody. And he gave us the voices that they would sing and taught us some of the songs that they would sing and the way they sang them. And, of course, you know, then Pops was playing the blues on his guitar.
Absolutely, and the combination we know well. Pops passed in 2000, and we recently were... hit with another great loss as Ray Charles passed away. And
yes.
did you all work with Ray? Or were you friends over the years?
Oh yes. Oh, Brother Ray would come to anytime he was in Chicago, he would come to the house. He would tell my mother what he wanted for dinner. And he wanted some turnip and mustard greens, some hot water cornbread, and my mother was the best sweet potato pie maker in the world, you know. And Brother Ray started eating that sweet potato pie. He told Mama, he said, "Sister, you know, we could start a franchise with this sweet potato pie. We start a franchise, you know." He said, "We could make little ones, big ones, you know, and we could travel the world with these sweet potato pies." She would put coconut in her sweet potato pies. And he loved that, you know, and he would just be patting his feet, you know, under the table. And he would bring the Raylats with him and some of the younger members, you know. But I'd say he was at our home maybe 3 times.
Wow.
Over the years, yes.
And Ray's music, of course, is straight out of gospel. So
Straight out of gospel. That's the most soulful man in the world. I mean, he is the epitome of soul.
Indeed.
Brother Ray Charles, and we're going to miss him, but we're just so grateful. Like he and Pops, we'll have their music, you know, where we can listen to it and smile. And I'm sure Brother Ray and Pops, Brother Ray is on the piano, Pops on his guitar, walking around heaven.
I would like to hear that.
Spreading
the news. To hear that.
Yeah.
Well, now you won a Grammy back in 2003 for a duet you and Bob Dylan did on Gotta Change My Way of Thinking. And I've been reading up on you. Is it true that at one point Bob Dylan asked Pops if he could marry you? I heard that.
Yeah. Well, I guess I have to. I cannot tell a lie. Yes, he did.
Uh-huh.
He did. Mm-hmm. He told Pops, he just yelled it out. Everybody was, we were doing a television show for Westinghouse back then. And all of a sudden, he surprised me, you know, because he just yelled out, "Pops, I want to marry Mavis." You know. And Pops said, "Well, man, don't tell me, tell Mavis." You know, and we were very close friends. We were teenagers together, and we met Bob when both of us were like 19 years old. And he knew us, you know. He had been listening to us on WLAC out of Nashville, 50,000 watt station. And he would actually quote some of our songs to us, you know. But Pops loved him too. We recorded maybe about 7 Dylan tunes.
Right, early
yeah,
on, right?
Yeah.
Mavis has a new album. It's called Have a Little Faith. You want to do another one of the new ones?
Oh, yes, sure. We'll do, I think we'll do God Is Not Sleeping For You. God is not sleeping. No, you've got to believe it, hold on. He's the only one I know. Never refuse me, never deceive me in the struggles of my life. You're right there beside me. Protect me and guide me. From the hills cometh thine words. Oh, and those words live in my soul. That's why I know God is not sleeping. No, no. You've got to believe it. Hang on. Whatever your need is, hold on. God is not sleeping. No, no. In the stillness of the night, in every corner of the world, while we are sleeping, He is still working. When the prayers go up, the blessings come down, yes, He is working. He never stops working. God is not sleeping. No, no. You've got to believe it. Believe it. Oh, no. Whatever your dream is, hang on. God is not sleeping. No, no. Everything I have is temporary. Only love is necessary. Everything I own is temporary. Only love is necessary. Everything I have is temporary. Only love is necessary. Everything I own is temporary. Only God's love is necessary. 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 Ooh, God is not sleeping. Thank you.
Mavis Staples with God Is Not Sleeping. More of my conversation with Mavis Staples on the special Dr. Martin Luther King Day edition of the World Cafe coming up.